Okay, guys, so in today's episode, today's episode is entitled, first and foremost, Identifying Your Purpose. And so for you guys that have tuned in, I've shared a little bit about my journey, but this time I'll share in more detail about my passion and how my love for radio came about and different things of that nature. So I remember when I was younger, the first thing I wanted to be was a chef, and I didn't know how to cook, and so I'm like, that's not gonna work. And then the second thing that I wanted to be was a police officer, until one night me and my grandmother was looking at the 11 o'clock news, and it was reported that a police officer had been stabbed. And so I was like, yeah, that's not gonna work for me. And so before that, I had kind of in a way developed a love for music, but I didn't really know that's what that was. So at 3 years old, I began playing the drums. By 11, I had taught myself how to play the piano. A couple of months later, I had enrolled into band, and so I was taught how to play the alto saxophone. And then later on into high school, I taught myself how to play the baritone. So music has always played a big part in my life. At one point in time, I began to write, and that kind of faded away. But I knew that I always wanted to do something that involved music. So I didn't know what that thing was, but I just knew that that was something I wanted to do. So I remember one day, I was around 15 years old, and I remember running across a clip. I can't remember where I ran across it, but I remember running across a clip of this guy basically going in on Eric Williams. Eric Williams, for you guys that don't know, he's a former NBA player. I didn't know anything about him until the show Basketball Wives came about, which he was married to Jennifer Williams. So we all know that Eric Williams, he's not, how should I put this? He's not our ideal guy when we think about looks and everything like that. And so basically anything that you wanted to say to him, this guy was saying to him. And I thought it was funny, and I was like, oh my God, I'm scared for him. Like, how's Eric gonna react to this? Well, that guy was Charlamagne the guy. And that's basically where my passion for radio began. I began following the careers of Charlamagne the God, Angela Yee, and DJ Envy together as well as separately. And I grew to love radio from there. I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. It still deals with music, but not as much as others may deal with it. You know, I'm able to vocalize on how I feel about certain things. So all these things I was thinking about, I said, okay, that's what I want to do. But I didn't know how to do it. So I didn't really grow up in a household where you follow your dreams. It was just, you get a 9-to-5 job that has great benefits, and you work that job till something else comes along, or you work that job until you're able to retire, or whatever, you know, the circumstance may be. But it was never taught in my household, and I can't really blame them because they weren't taught, but it was never taught in my household to go for what you want, and that anything is achievable. Like, of course, it said you can be anything you want to be, but I feel like in our culture, me and the Black community, when they say that, it's a very small window as to what you can be. So when they say you can be anything you want to be, we often think about, we have nurses or we have doctors, But how realistic is that, especially if you're not smart academically? Or you automatically think about sports. So you think about the possibility of being an NBA player or being an NFL player or being a professional baseball player. Or you're starting to think about realistic things. Okay, so I can work at a bank, or I can work at a car dealership, or I can become a real estate agent. Start thinking about all these different things that you can be. But no one says it's okay to be an entrepreneur. No one says it's okay to pursue a career in music, or it's okay to be a radio personality or anything of that nature. And so it brings me to, I remember my senior year in high school, a guy by the name of Brandon Hickman, known as Big B, and a lady by the name of Sandra McClammy, known as Midday Miss, came, and they basically were talking to us, and they were stressing the importance of knowing who you want to be, and they shared with us their career and their journey and how they got to that point. And it was pretty cool because Big B went to New Hanover, and with them both being from Wilmington, being Wilmington natives, and them basically sticking around and being some type of influence on us young folks. But, you know, they didn't really pressure us and say, well, you have to be a radio personality, you have to do something within the industry. They was just like, you can be anything you want to be, you just got to have a plan. And so I love the fact that they hadn't gotten to a point in their career where they couldn't turn back and help somebody along the way. And so they didn't know this, but that conversation that they had with us stuck with me throughout my school, my schooling as far as high school is concerned and college. So they didn't realize that I'd already had a passion, but I didn't really know how to get into that field. So I kind of put it aside and I say I would think realistically, and I've shared with you guys how I tried so many different things and nothing really worked and nothing really stuck, and I wasn't really passionate about any of those things. And so I remember, and I know y'all probably getting tired of me saying this, but I remember reading I'll start off this way. So I remember reaching out to Big B my junior year, but it was like a conflict with our schedule, so we were unable to meet up. So I said, well, I'm not gonna do that. I began working at a radio station, a Christian radio station, and I went to learn, but you know, it's not a dig, but I didn't really learn much of anything, and I wasn't really a big fan of how they ran things. And so I kind of got to a point where I said, if I'm not growing, I'm wasting time that could be utilized in a different manner. And so I gracefully bowed out of that situation. And all this transpired after the whole boom incident. And when I say the boom incident, I'm referring to that moment, being on that train coming back from Washington, D.C., and a light bulb going off my head and something finally clicking and saying, okay, this is the perfect time to do what you've been passionate about doing for so many years. And so in order for this dream to actually come into fruition, you need to set some goals, start to plan out and execute. You can dream all you want to, but as long as you continue to talk about it and not put forth any effort and not create any plans or have any goals or execute, you'll be dreaming until eternity. And so I said, you know what, I'm gonna give it to January. This was in November when the boom happened for me. And so I said, I'm gonna give it to January, and I'm going to reach out to Big B. And the reason why I waited to closer to the end, I think I waited to like January 22nd, because I was going on this whole like spiritual cleanse. And so I kind of removed myself away from social media.
from being social, period, and kind of took that time to re-examine some things in my life, put a lot of things in perspective, and spiritually cleanse myself. And so I did that for 21 days, and I said on day 22 of 2018, I am going to reach out to him. So I don't know if he's going to reach back out to me. I don't know, whatever the case may be, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to also bow out of the situation I have with the other radio station. And so I did that. And then I reached out to Big B and he didn't reply. So the old Gianna, and a little bit about what else I learned in terms of like reading the book Black Privilege. I remember him talking about, and when I say him, I mean Charlemagne the God. I remember him talking about procrastination, and I am a big procrastinator. Like, it's a process for me and I'm getting better. But I tend to wait until the last minute to do things, and then I'm under all this pressure, but that's neither here nor there. So, I remember reaching out to Big B and he didn't reply. And so I said, okay, the old me wanted to say, this is a sign that this is not for you and you should just go ahead on and figure something out, because at this point it's, pointless for you even to reach out to him. Like, he's not, you're a joke to him, basically. And so I just kept procrastinating about it, and then one day I was just like, it's not going to change unless I change it. Like, how do I know that this isn't for me if I don't try? And so I remember going up to the station, and the first day I go up there, I see this guy, Trey Falsetto, which is an amazing singer, out of Durham. And so, Durham, North Carolina, for those that aren't familiar, is right around the Raleigh area. So, he was there, and he got out of this Sprinter, and I believe it was a Sprinter, or maybe that was someone else that I saw, but anyway, he got out. I think it was like an SUV, but anyway, so he got out and he had this videographer, and he's like singing in the camera, and I see all these posters and all these guys following him, and then I see Big B at the door. So I wait, you know, patiently on the side, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so stupid, I should just go back. But part of me was like, you go, like, you better go now. And so I waited until he chopped it up with them. And then I introduced myself. I'm like, I know you may not know me, but I'm Gianna. He's like, cool. You want to come in for this interview? And I was like, dang, for real? And so he let me stay for the interview. And he basically took me in, like, you know, like I was one of them. And so from there, he shared some certain things with me, and I was able to sit down with him and learn how to conduct interviews, and learn more about music and how I should be up on my current events or different things like that, or how to run a show, and how to make it interesting and how to engage with the audience and different things of that nature. So I think it was dope. And so that's pretty much where everything started for me as far as plans are concerned. I just knew I had to get something into motion and I had to start executing. And that was like the day for me. I was like, I'm going to vow to give this my all, like 100%. And if I fail at it, it won't be such a huge disappointment, because at least I've tried. I would have tried. So I can't really get mad if I try and then it doesn't work. And so that's pretty much how that came about. It's the best thing I've ever done. It's a great feeling. Like, even with this podcast, I had a podcast prior to this with a friend of mine, and it feels good being behind the mic. It feels good
expressing my feelings. I shared before that I was so bought up inside with emotions that I was scared to vent. I thought it was pointless. I thought it would show that I'm vulnerable, and you know, basically it would come off as being stupid, and I would get laughed at, and I would get judged, and all these different things were playing in my head. So it feels good to have a platform where I'm able to vent if I need to vent. If I have an opinion about something, I'm able to do so. If I feel some type of way about certain things that's going on within our world, I'm able to utilize this platform to talk about it. And, you know, I'm just happy that I'm at a place where I've finally discovered what it is that I've been destined to do, and I'm now working on it. And so I no longer feel like it's just another day, or I no longer look forward to the weekends, although I still have a full-time job. But I'm doing something that I'm passionate about doing, that I know will eventually blow up, and it'll be something I could have only dreamt about, you know. And so I'm ecstatic about it. Radio may not be your thing, but that's my goal, and so I'm working towards it. I'm in the process of planning and executing, and that is the only way that your dream can become a reality. The only way it can come a reality, become a reality, is if you set a goal, if you plan, and if you execute. Other than that, it will remain a dream, and you will continue to talk about what life would be if you were to pursue your dream. So why not pursue them? You know, and if your dream is to be an entrepreneur, why not do that? If your dream is to be a nurse, why not take the proper steps to do that? If your dream is to save lives and you want to go the police route or anything of that nature, criminal justice, why not do that? If you feel like it's necessary that you need to go off to college, why not do that? Why not do what you want to do with your life? We only get one life. Why not do what makes you happy? Like, you're not, and that's what I've had to learn, like, you don't get any of these days back. You don't get any of these years back, these months back, these weeks back, like, nothing. You know, like, nothing. You get anything, like, I'm so serious. So why not do what you love doing? Like, I tuned in one day to Gary Vee podcast, and he said, the best thing to do is to go to a nursing home and volunteer and basically mingle and get to know these older people. And you may run across someone that has nothing but regret in their eyes. And it comes back to the point that I was trying to make. Do you want to be that person? You don't get any of these days back. Like, I remember seeing a meme that has stuck out to me. I mean, it's like, I think about this meme every single day, and a lot of the memes are funny and things like this, but this one right here hit it for me. And so the first image is basically a young boy that has time and has the energy but has no money. And then the second image is a grown man, like, he's probably like mid-20s, early 30s, whatever the case may be, and he has the money and the energy, but he has no time. And then you have an older person that has the time and has the money but no energy. So that shows you that it's important to live life without any regrets. Like, if you're young and you have the time and you have the energy, why not do something that you love doing and then eventually get paid for it? So that way, you can utilize your time to do something that you're passionate about doing, and you'll have the energy to do it. Like, why wait? I often see people wait until they're 50 and 60 to live. Nothing, not that there's anything wrong with that. But now time is
your enemy basically, like, you've lived, like, over half of your life at that point, and I'm sure you're not the energetic person you once were, and then you have so many people that work so much that they don't utilize their time wisely and spend it with family and go on vacations and enjoy life. You know, you get what I'm saying? So it's always important to do what it is that you want to do with your life. Like, bets off the table, no regrets whatsoever. Like, I don't want to be an old lady that always sings shoulda, woulda, coulda. I don't want to regret anything. Like, once I get older, I want to be happy. Like, my main goal is not necessarily what I can do for myself. It's more so what I can do for my family and the legacy I can leave behind. I feel like it's pointless if you've lived this life without making some type of impact on someone. Like, if I only could touch one person, I've reached my goal in life. If I can get to a certain point in my life where I can come back and identify the younger version of myself and pick her up and pull her along with me, I want to do that. If I can encourage someone to keep pushing and get that degree, I'm going to do that. If I can push someone and say, okay, entrepreneurship is something that you've been wanting to do for so long, if I could push you to do that and I can provide you with the services that you need and point you in the right directions, why would I not do that? You know, and so for so long, I wish someone would have done that for me, but I'm glad that they didn't, because I know how it feels. And so I feel like it's my duty to do that. So, like, that's my main goal. I'm not looking to get any clout off of this or anything. I'm just looking simply to put myself in a position where I'm able to help others. And I just think that's that should be all of our main focus. And so, like I said, we all have the same 24 hours. It's up to you to decide what you're going to do with your 24 hours. But until then, live, laugh, and love just a little bit more. Remember, the sky's the limit. This is your girl, Gigi, and you've tuned into Fat Checking 101. I'm checking out.